And I also agree with them, like, if someone on the so-called right attacks you, then you of course have to the right to retaliate. So if they start slinging shit at you and calling you you know, fake
Yeah, especially if it's dishonest, you know, if it's a critique, then you can debate. But there's a lot of dishonest shit that always floats around. So it's very rare, but it would be interesting to get some critique on ideology, especially when it comes to National Socialism, because what we get mostly is that, yeah, they don't like socialism. A lot of people don't like socialism, but it's also that you can't focus on the Jews. Like, you have to get over the Jews. But the thing is, without dealing with the Jews, you can't win. Like, you have to think about what does winning look like? When have you finally won? Well, that's when the Jews have no influence over your country. It's when the Jews don't own your media. It's when the Jews don't loan the money that you're using to run your country. That's when you've won. So there is no repatriation program. There is no rebuilding your country. There is no saving the white race without dealing with the Jewish question. And that's where I draw my line in the sand when it comes to nationalists. That's why I can't say that Orban is our guy and he's super based because he loves Jews, just like all these nationalist leaders. So before we have one of those guys, then we can talk.